Welcome to Commons and Chronicles, the podcast where we talk about all the best Creative Commons and reusable open game license content. If you need resources for your creative writing, game design, or you just love lore, Commons and Chronicles is for you. You're listening to Chronicles and Commons, Commons and Chronicles. My name is Klaatu, and in this episode, I want to continue the series of the Barsoom novels by Edgar Rice Burroughs. I've said in the past that Edgar Rice Burroughs is one of my favorite authors, and indeed he is. And in this series, he sets the stage for really a lot more science fiction than, or science fantasy, I guess, than I think most of us realize. I want to talk about the Black Martians in this episode. I've talked about the green and the red, so we may as well talk about the Black Martians, because that'll kind of get us into eventually the white and the yellow Martians. And it is, in fact, the mix of the black and the yellow Martians that created and brought forth the red Martians. Or maybe black, red, sorry, black, white, and yellow. The intermingling of those races or ethnicities, I guess, rendered the red Martians that we heard about in the previous episode. Black Martians are the original Martians, or at least the original humanoid Martians. There is no hint given about the relationship between the green Martians and the black Martians. Don't know where the green or any of the other, you know, assuming that the black Martians are the originals, I don't know how the green sort of fits into that evolutionary chain. I don't know if they're some kind of superhumanoid or if they're considered an aberration. I'm not sure. It's never explained. The fact that they have four arms, you'd think would mean something, and that they're quite tall. But it's never traced back to the Black Martians. The thing that is explicitly stated in the book is that the Black Martians are the original Martian humanoids, and they take great pride in that. They call themselves the Firstborn, or the Firstborns, because they are the descendants of the first Martians born of the Tree of Life, which is the kind of part of the creation myth of Barsoom. Now, whether or not there's any truth to this is filtered through a lot of kind of religious confusion, which is actually one of the central themes in the book, in the second book of the Barsoom series, called The Gods of Mars. Long story short, the Tree of Life was supposedly a tree in the Valley Dor that existed some 20 million years before we get to Barsoom in the books. And the Black Martians are born from that tree, literally born from the plant. They were in conflict with the Yellow Martians off and on, and have a reputation in general of being pirates. The Black Pirates of Barsoom is sometimes what they're called. They have a pretty respectable airship fleet and are not afraid to use it, but in truth, lately, these days, they don't really have to do a whole lot with their airships, because a lot of people just come to them. Why would people go and deliver themselves to the Black Martians? So here's the thing. The Black Martians exist in the Valley Dor, that's D-O-R, and in this valley along the River Iss is the Temple of Issus. Now, this whole region, the River Iss and the Valley Dor and the Temple of Issus, this is considered to be the cradle of life. This is the place where everything originated, and it is full of mystery, including the idea that this is where you go to die. This is where Martians go, and when they go there, they do not return. It has a little bit of a reputation of being sort of like the Grey Havens, possibly, in the Lord of the Rings, if you think of it that way. So it's almost a sort of a heaven on earth, but there's sort of a question mark after how heavenly it is. Or I should say heaven on Barsoom, with a question mark about how heavenly it is. All people really know, all people are really sure of, is that if you set sail on the River Iss, you do not return. So who is this Issus anyway? Well, Issus is an ancient, ancient black Martian, very, very old, and she is held up as a goddess by the black Martians and by everyone else on Barsoom, although I don't get the sense that anyone else would have met her. But she's quite old. She's a real being. She actually exists. You can go meet her in the temple. She is well guarded. She is attended by several bodyguards, and she has several servants. And her word is law. What she says happens without question. If you are in her presence, you are to bow. You are to never look at her, and so on. She demands, Issus demands, attendance pretty regularly, and her attendants get to serve her for just under a year. And after a year, they're spent. They've dwelt in such glory that after a year, they die. That's sort of the legend around the act of serving Issus. As it turns out, this demand, the demand for servitude, is pretty high among the black Martians in general, and they regularly, one of the things that they do use their airships for is to go out and find new slaves to bring back to their society. Other Martians are enslaved and work the land and serve the black Martians until they are inevitably killed and consumed. The black Martians tend to eat their victims. Yes, they are cannibals, and they're fine with that. They have no problem with this. And remember, they're the firstborn, so anything they want to do is basically fine. They have no moral quandaries about anything because they're the firstborn. They're the real Martians. They're the correct entities to rule Mars. Everything else serves them. Everything else exists to serve them. Green Martians, not so much. They don't sort of acknowledge Green Martians in any way. They don't enslave them. They just kill them summarily. I don't even think I remember hearing about them eating them. I believe, and that's kind of the sense that I get, is that the Green Martians, in terms of lineage of life forms on Barsoom, are considered either lower than an animal or as an aberration by at least the black Martians. Now, as it turns out, and this is a bit of a spoiler for Gods of Mars, I guess, you've been warned, as it turns out, the goddess Issus is just an old lady, and she's not a goddess at all. She has no special powers. She is simply an old lady with a lot of influence. And when John Carter exposes the sham that is the entire religion around Issus, Barsoom kind of has to deal with that. And it's a major cataclysm for some, because they thought that all of this was real. They thought that when people went to the river Iss, they were actually going to a better place, or to the underworld, or something, where there were supernatural powers, and as it turns out, it is actually just a place where a really cranky old lady had maybe a little bit too much power. Important black Martians, aside from certainly Issus herself, is Zodar. He is defeated by John Carter and is later appointed to John Carter as a slave, and then summarily becomes a lieutenant of John Carter's little army because he knows everything about black Martians, so he becomes an excellent source of intelligence about what the black Martians might be doing and how they might fight and where they would set up and so on. So he's an important figure just because of his knowledge, his inside knowledge of the black Martians. A rather mindless, sort of mostly brawn, not a whole lot of brains character is Thurid, the dator of the Temple of Issus. I don't know what a dator is. I've always thought that it sort of meant captain of the guards or something like that. It's some kind of rank, and Thurid is of that rank. And he's brought in the Gods of Mars as kind of the heavyweight to beat down John Carter. But of course, John Carter beats him up instead, so it doesn't work. And that earns John Carter a lifelong, well, an enemy, at least through the next book. I was going to say lifelong, but that doesn't really mean a whole lot in the series of Barsoom novels. So it goes through the next book. Thorid shows back up as sort of an enemy of John Carter specifically, and he teams up with a prominent white Martian who we'll hear about probably in the next episode, and works to undermine John Carter's goals. So Thurid is a shunned, disgraced brute from the Temple of Issus. I don't know that he is all that interesting as a character, but the kind of the character class of Thurid, sort of that big brawny fighter or maybe even a barbarian, is good to know about, because it demonstrates that the Black Martians, while they are presented as quite the religious fanatical cult culture, but that's combined with kind of their militaristic prowess, both in the air on airships and on the ground with brutes like Thurid. And I guess that's kind of the easiest way to sum up the Black Martians as a whole. They are religiously a cult, a dangerous cult that has most of Barsoom fooled. The White Martians are kind of helping them accidentally, because the White Martians have been fooled by the Black Martians as well. So it's not just the Black Martians, but it's largely the Black Martians, because they've got the Temple of Issus, they've got the reputation, they've got the territory of the Valley Dor, which, as I say, is the location of sort of the origin story of all Barsoom. So it's a very spiritual place, according to the Black Martians and to the mythos of Barsoom itself. And so it's very surprising to find that it's not actually spiritual at all, and that it's a predatory cult that lies within the Valley Dor and within the Temple of Issus and in that region. So that's the Black Martians' main preoccupation, is sort of maintaining their religion and the stranglehold that their religion has on Barsoom. And they say themselves that they are not a terribly productive race. They are largely, you know, what they get through piracy. And many of the slaves that they get bring themselves to their doors along the River Iss. And whatever slaves they are using, whether they've gone and pirated them or whether they've just sort of raked them out of the river, they don't do much work themselves, with the notable exception of the pirates, the Black Pirates, who ride around in airships, as do a lot of the Martians from big cities, from big civilizations. They most of them have some kind of airship technology where they can travel around. And the Black Pirates attack airships and plunder whatever they can, both in terms of person power in the form of unwilling slaves, as well as technology and wealth and so on. That's the Black Martians for you. Not a great bunch. Not someone that you would want to hang out with, probably under any circumstance. Now, after the Gods of Mars, you kind of get the sense that there could be a redemption arc in store for the Black Martians, because their false goddess has fallen and their airship navy has mostly been defeated. They got to do something from that point, but what they do, I'm pretty sure, isn't really presented to us, at least certainly not within the public domain books, as far as I know. And so that might be great material for you to develop on your own. What happened to the Black Martian society after it had its two main lifelines cut by, of course, John Carter? Those are the Black Martians of Barsoom. I hope this has been interesting and somewhat enlightening. Thanks for listening. I'll talk to you next time. That's it for this week's episode. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Klaatu. You can reach me via email at klaatu@member.fsf.org. You can also usually catch me in IRC as NotClaw2. I'm on the Freenode network. Thank you very much for listening, and I'll talk to you next time.